Milwaukee County residents could see a 1% sales tax hike, and Dane County residents a 0.5% increase. The plan Democrats approved this morning would exempt Racine and Kenosha counties from any sales tax increase. That was done to satisfy key lawmakers from those counties, including Racine Democratic Senator John Lehman. But that's only the beginning of the story, as Lehman explained.
What we'll see shortly is the result of communities making it very clear what they want to do in their own sweet way about transit.
In Lehman's home Racine County, as well as in Kenosha and Milwaukee counties, rental car fees would go up to pay for the long-debated KRM rail line. For Milwaukee County, that would be on top of the sales tax hike. One quirk of the transit plan approved this morning is that part of any Milwaukee County tax increase would get paid to Milwaukee city government to use on whatever it needs. Racine Republican Robin Voss criticized that move.
Taxing in one location, sending it to somebody else, that's just not fair. I think that's taxation without representation is what that sounds like to me.
Democrats also voted to strip a requirement that any Milwaukee County light rail project get approved by voters first. And they voted to kill a plan that would have created a regional transit authority in the Fox Cities. That body would have had the power to levy a sales tax to pay for an existing regional bus system there. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.